What you're looking at is a TRF radio receiver. Specifically, TRF stands for Tuned Radio Frequency, not Tandy Radio Shack. Any similarity between the two is utter coincidence. The upper left-hand corner, there's an antenna marked ANT, below it an earth ground, and the signal coming in from that feeds into a resonant circuit LC. L stands for inductance. That's the symbol they use for inductance in electronics. NC is the capacitive component. There's an arrow going through the resonant circuit, indicating that it's adjustable. There are several of these circuits throughout the whole thing, and they are all linked with a blue line indicating that they're mechanically connected to one another. There's a radio frequency amplifier between each one of the stages, or each one of the resonant circuits, and basically the first resonant circuit at the upper left-hand side, as you progress along to the right, its output then feeds radio frequency amplifier. That output then goes into another resonant circuit, yet that one's output, the resonant circuit's output, goes into another radio frequency amplifier, and now you're all the way to the right-hand side. You progress along, there's a wire that goes from the right-hand side to the left and down a little bit into the next resonant circuit, then the next radio frequency amplifier, next resonant circuit, and now what you have is the signal that came in from the radio station very sharply tuned and brought up to a fairly high amplitude. It's fed into a detector, which is little more than a diode. In those days, they were vacuum tube diodes. And then finally into an audio amplifier and out into a loudspeaker. The whole system is a composite of many small circuits. Each of those circuits contains maybe two, three, or four components each. They don't have very much in them. The individual circuits are easily comprehended, and you needn't try and comprehend the complexity of the whole. That will just give you a headache. The point that I'm trying to make here is that when designing or when working with electronic systems, you don't try and understand the whole system, not as a whole. You understand each of the little subcomponents and how they work. And once you get a handle on how the subcomponents work and how to optimize them for whatever task it is at hand, those subcomponents remain in your head very easily. They're not complicated. They're not hard to remember. And the details about them can be sorted out later. The point is you don't try to remember a whole complex system. Every system that I have ever seen in electronics can be broken down into a whole bunch of simple subcomponents, such as I've shown here. The main purpose, if you draw nothing else from this exercise, is to point out that you don't try to understand the whole entire system. You try and understand each small subcomponent one at a time. Get a handle on that before you try moving to the next one. And eventually, pretty soon, all you're doing is taking building blocks and putting them together to design some circuit that you've never seen before. But you know that by putting these various blocks together that it will do what you want it to do.